At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey guys, it's Gil. Thanks for listening to our Beating the Book feed. We really appreciate it. I know I do. Did you know that on top of the podcast, I also do a daily show called A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network? That show is also its own podcast, and you can find it by searching for A Numbers Game wherever you get your podcasts. We did something on the show this morning that I think you'll like, and I wanted you to hear it. Take a listen.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
We all know about the speed of sound, but have you ever thought about the sounds of speeding? Drive too fast and you can hear the sound of your vehicle crashing. Because one way or another, speeding catches up with you. It's paid for by NHTSA. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate all the feedback. If you're funny, we'll read them all. GV at New Jersey, New York. Regarding the MLB postseason picture, fascinating thing about this is that you have so many teams who consider themselves contenders that it creates a seller's market. Also, interesting how the Orioles sold at the deadline last year and are now set up for a run a la the Mariners last year. Yeah, absolutely. And some teams do the thing where they sort of sell and buy creatively. So we'll see. We'll see if there's a splash coming. Somebody's going to grab Marcus Stroman. But it will be a more tame deadline than in past years, one would think. This is from JW at One Man Wolfpack. He says, nice work on the cloud of smoke imaging. Maybe we can get something similar when giving out sushi recommendations next week, at least once a day. Peter Watchery, watching the Jason Weingarten segment, and every baseball game moved offshore. Everyone watches Gil, he says. Jason has that power. Let's see, Kariba Capital. Am I reading that right? Corey Seager batting 350. Only way Ohtani wins the Triple Crown is if Seager stays hurt and doesn't qualify. Hey, man, Seager getting hurt is like a normal thing. For those of us who have had Seager MVP bets in the past, Seager most home runs bets in the past, we've had so many Corey Seager bets on this show, and they never get there because of injury. But hopefully for the Rangers, he does get back because he has been. No player has benefited more from the shift being banned than Corey Seager has. Because just a great hitter no matter, but without the shift, even that much better. What are you smiling about? What's going on back there?
A couple different things.
Okay, what's going
on? I don't know. I still have the thought in my head of just like the PTI rundown having, should Ohtani still win MVP?
Yeah, that's right.
And then I'm looking through your soul at some F1 race. Oh. It's like pouring rain and they're still racing. I didn't know they did that.
Drive safely. Yeah.
Yeah, like it is. Like every turn they make, it's this huge wave of water that's coming up.
So this week, whenever something in the NFL went down, Kelly and I used it as a excuse to talk about the division in which that whatever went down in existed. And yesterday at the end of our show, I don't know if you were with us at the end of the crack hour yesterday, but Sean Payton just went crazy talking about Nathaniel Hackett's previous administration with the Denver Broncos, calling it one of the worst coaching performances, what he called the worst coaching performance he's ever seen, which is just completely off the rails when it comes to, no coach says that about the previous administration. Now, you can justify it by saying, well, he's got Russell Wilson's back, and some Broncos fans even tweeted me, I actually like it because they were so bad. But man, nobody does that. I don't know what the true upside is for doing that. So we used it as a reason to just talk some AFC West today and look at those odds.
But even all those reasons, real quick, yeah. Like, it's still really weird to me.
Still weird. Still weird.
Especially coming from Sean Payton. I don't know why, but especially him, it kind of surprises me more, just because, like, he's got one of those stories of, like, worked his way up through every
route. He was a replacement player.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, I mean, he was an OC that got fired at one point and all that stuff. Like, man, I don't know.
He was the coach when the Saints had all those infractions, right? So, yeah.
Like, it's a tough business. It's a tough business without people that you work with going after you already, you know?
Imagine if you're Nathaniel Hackett hearing that yesterday. You're like, what the? Dude, don't we have a fraternity here of some kind?
Right.
That was crazy.
And then I don't know Sala's response was, like, I don't know. I don't know what he was supposed to say. I kept trying to think what I would be saying, actually, if I was in his shoes.
Sean Payton said, whatever he did, we're doing the opposite.
Right. Right.
I mean, come on. My name is George, you know. Chiefs 11.5, their season win total. They're the favorite, -165. Super Bowl champions. I don't know if you heard that, Kelly. Chiefs are Super Bowl champions. Chargers 9.5, as always, in second, it feels like, in this division now, +340 to win the division. And may I just say, for all bettors who have ever bet anything on the Chargers, because I'm right there with you, having done so last year, I resisted all those years and then finally caved last year. I'm like, this is the year. Justin Herbert MVP. Chargers going to win the division. Nope.
You guys were all wrong. It's this year.
It's this year. They've got so much talent.
They're stacked.
Broncos 8.5. We're talking about Sean Payton and the Broncos, +550 to win the division, and then the Raiders. Josh Jacobs and the Raiders, not seeing eye to eye. 6.5, their season win total. 12-1 are the Raiders to win the division. Chiefs, last 7 years they've won this division. Is that good? Is that pretty good? Trying to become the first repeat Super Bowl winner since the Patriots in 2003, 2004. They're favorites in all 17 of their games, Kelly, the Chiefs.
Yep, as they should be.
And as, you know, they do have bad rest when you aggregate their rest from game to game versus their opponents. But on the other hand, you know, they get Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, and Joe Burrow all in Kansas City in November, December. By the way, Joe Burrow yesterday, it looks like it's going to be an okay calf injury, like not a major injury, that viral video that was going around from camp. Side note. But they get Burrow, Allen, and Hurts all in Kansas City. Mahomes, 27-3 straight up versus the other opponents in this division. Versus all three opponents in this division. 27-3, 11-0 against the Broncos, 9-1 against the Raiders, 7-2 against the Chargers. And, again, 29.2 points per game last year. Mahomes led the league in passing yards, passing touchdowns. And then, you know, what have been their records, the Chiefs' records through the years with Mahomes? 12-4, 12-4, 14-2, 12-5, 14-3. Oh, my God. How great is it to be a Chiefs fan?
I mean, he's the greatest separator in this division still.
Yes.
I think if you just do basic, like, let me look at the depth charts of these teams. Like, the Chargers team seems on paper to be so much better, but the Patrick Mahomes effect kicks in. It's just incredible.
You have summed it up, I think, as well as we could, because that really is the thing. You look up, so they add Quentin Johnston, talking about the Chargers now. They add Quentin Johnston, Rashawn Slater, Zion Johnson, center Corey Linsley on the line. Those three guys anchor that line. Joey Bosa and J.C. Jackson, remember, they each only played 5 games on defense last year, so they are healthy. Bosa and Khalil Mack only played a handful of games together. Like, right. It never came together. Mack totaled 8 sacks. Bosa only had 2.5 with the games. They have so many players, including, of course, the re-signed Justin Herbert, who's just this side of Patrick Mahomes, the maybe the greatest currently in the league. And yet, like, cases against the Chiefs, like, I get it if you want to make one, but I'm not making that bet anymore.
See, here's the problem with both these teams. When we talk about both these teams, I stand by everything I just said with the Patrick Mahomes being the greatest separator between these two, but that's what you just laid out from last year. Okay, you can make some excuses for the Chargers of why their defensive numbers were bad, right? And I know Mike Williams, Keenan Allen were kind of in and out of the lineup, but they were still just a middle-of-the-road offense.
Well, that was a lot of people blaming Joe Lombardi, their offensive coordinator. Now it's Kellen Moore.
So how much change is that going to, you know, how much is that going to affect things? You would hope at least a bit, because they got to be better than that on offense. And, you know, to give the Chiefs credit, go look at what they ended the season defensively over, you know, whether you're DVOA or PFF or anything. They were basically a top five, top ten defense that we really, you know, we didn't really talk about all that much. So we always focus on the quarterbacks, but I think that's stuff we got to keep in mind.
But you said it yesterday. It's like, and who does Patrick Mahomes have to throw to besides Travis Kelce? Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore, and Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Yeah, we could sit here for 10 minutes listing off the concerns I have for the Chiefs, but they overcome them every year.
Okay.
I mean, we got the Chris Jones holdout, right? Yeah. Like, that could be a situation. The wide receivers, that could be a problem.
Okay, do you buy, and let's get to the Broncos because we have limited time here. Let's get to the Broncos because I think people would agree Chiefs first, Chargers second. And maybe you think the Chargers can overcome this year. It's absolutely plausible. I'm just not going to do it, betting-wise. But the Broncos, 5-12 last season, Sean Payton, for all his arrogance yesterday, his offense has scored more than 25 points per game 12 times in 15 years, never averaged fewer than 21 points. That courtesy of Matt Eumanns from VSiN.com doing his AFC West preview. And now you have Jerry Jeudy, KJ Hamler, Tim Patrick, Courtland Sutton finally being able to play together as a quartet. You know, out of 50 total games that those four could have played together, guess how many they've all played? Two out of 50. So do you buy into the fact, and the defense is good, right? Defense is good all across the board. No one doubts that.
Great defense.
With Patrick Surtain and Justin Simmons anchoring that secondary. You give them a shot here to make any noise? I mean, would you bet them to make the playoffs plus 180? Would you bet them over on the win total, or are you not a buyer?
I love Russell Wilson. I just want to say that first. Me and you made a big deal of that last year. Like, that was shocking. It was hard to watch for me as someone who's always been a Russell Wilson fan. I think they're going to be better this year, Gil. I am not in that camp, though, of thinking this is a team that is going to challenge for winning the AFC or this division or anything like that. I mean, there are some people that are very high on this team this year.
What's the best bet in this division?
Raiders to have the worst record in the NFL. Fewest wins.
In the NFL?
I already bet it. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. This is a brutal division. I think the Broncos will be better. I think the Raiders, Jimmy G has to play great.
Yeah.
And I think that's asking too much of him.
PFF has them ranked 25th in the league. What number did you get on that worst record?
25-1, I think.
Oh, that's nice. I like that. Coming back, Raheem Palmer on Crawford Spence. Can't wait. Next, Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.